Peter at the Beautiful Gate. One day, Peter and John were on their way to the temple, for it was 3 PM and the hour for prayer. At the Beautiful Gate, there lay a man crippled from birth, who was carried there every day so that he could beg from passers-by. The cripple, seeing Peter and John, called out for alms, and the apostles stopped and looked at him. "Look at us," said Peter. And the man, expecting money, did so. "I have no silver or gold," Peter went on, "but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." At once the cripple could walk, and, leaping and praising God, he entered the temple. As a crowd had gathered in Solomon's cloister, Peter spoke to them all about Jesus. Very quickly the chief priests arrived, and Peter and John were thrown into prison. But now 5,000 had become followers. The next day the apostles were warned not to speak again in the name of Jesus, and released. But the word had spread, and many believed that even the shadow of Peter could cure the sick. So again the apostles were imprisoned. That night the prison door swung open, and an angel of the Lord told them to go and preach in the temple. When the Sanhedrin met the next morning, they found their prisoners were free, and they had to be fetched from the temple. The priests were so angry that they wanted to put the apostles to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel spoke out and warned them that if this was the work of God, nothing could stop Peter and John. So the apostles were flogged and released with a warning. But every day they went on telling the good news of Jesus. The Beautiful Gate is one of the entrances to the temple. Solomon's cloister was a passageway in the temple called after King Solomon. Priests here are Jewish priests, not Catholic priests. Jewish priests who sacrificed animals in the temple. The apostles are the 12 men picked by Jesus to be his main followers. The Sanhedrin is the council of 70 men who were in charge of the Jewish religion. Pharisees were a group of strict Jews who preached in the synagogues normally around the whole country. Gamaliel is a famous Pharisee whose writings we still have to this day.